You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Of course, OBM Ohio Business Machines, the preferred copier provider of the Cleveland Browns, have all the X's and O's for your office. Call 216-485-2000 or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm here. Coach Penn was asked which rookie he wants to see in pads, and he said that's like asking him which one's my favorite children. So I'll ask you, which rookies do you want to see in pads?
I want to see the newest arrival, because he was busy graduating, Danny Shelton in pads, and the impact that he can have to clog up the middle, which is what he was drafted to do, and how different this defense will look with him in there. And the other guy, as I mentioned on the practice field to you, is I want to see Duke Johnson in pads, because and I'm not saying there's going to be any drop-off, but it's a little different playing in pads and that the physicality that comes with those pads and how smooth and sharp he could be with putting his cleats in the ground and continuing to get open in pads when a linebacker, a nickel, whoever it might be, will be banging him out of some of those cuts as opposed to playing off of him.
So I want to see, yes, Duke Johnson, but the guys that I really want to see are, I want to see Nate Orchard. Can he get to the quarterback? What's he doing? How does he look in pads? And I want to see Vince Maley in pads playing football.
Two other great guys.
What do we have in Vince Maley? Because physically, when you walk by him, you're just kind of like, whoa.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
He's like 6'4", 250.
This guy looks like he should be a very, very, very good player and certainly a good athlete. And so you want to see what he can do. Orchard, it's going to come down to, can he get the job done? Can he get upfield? Can he rush the passer? Can he also drop into coverage? What's he doing? What does he look like? So I'm very interested to see what you get out of Nate Orchard there. 216-578-0850, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Mike Pettine asked if Johnny Manziel's improved. He said absolutely he has. Where the little things? What have you seen from Johnny Manziel?
Johnny Manziel, I think he's been resilient, because at times I thought that, you know, with some of the frustration that comes in, as Mike Pettine alluded to, learning a new system, understanding your reads, with everything that he's been through thus far this offseason, there's been some frustration shine through, but not to the point where I thought Johnny Manziel was down on himself or down and out. And that's encouraging to see, because for someone like him who comes from, you know, a family that is well off and having not a whole lot of pushback throughout his college career, meaning everything he touched essentially turned to gold, which created the phenomenon that was Johnny Football. Well, he's getting his first dose of professional adversity. And I know Mike Pettine has talked about it, and John DeFilippo has talked about it, and everybody. And we'll hear from Johnny Manziel here hopefully shortly. He just continues to push through and push through and push through. He must understand and wrap his head around that it is a process for him, and that you just don't get the football. Mike Pettine also talked about this. You're just not going to play simply because you're a first-round draft pick. So he doesn't care how we acquired you. It's, can you help us win football games? And right now, Josh McCown is that guy that will help us. But you have a young talent in Johnny Manziel who's developing right behind him.
He's made some nice throws today. The arm strength there. He had a beautiful back shoulder throw to Duke Johnson up the sideline for a chunk play, which would have been one that certainly got the crowd rocking and rolling. What do you attribute Josh McCown's improved level of play the last 2 days? Is that because this is a veteran now? He's in minicamp, so he's gone through the install. They're running things that he likes, and he's having success with
it. Not only that he likes, but I think that everyone's on the same page. There's no confusion. As I've mentioned before, when you're installing new plays, you're going over that new, but you're expected to have learned what we've already installed. So when a coach calls out a new play because you just learned it that morning, you would hope execution is on point. But if coach, say in OTA 8, goes back to a play that you installed in OTA 2, we've got to be able to call that and execute it, you know, like the back of our hand, as if it was installed today. And I think that's what we've got to. I think that the feedback between John DeFilippo, Kevin O'Connell, and Josh McCown is, hey, this is our script, and Josh McCown will walk around with that script from 8 o'clock in the morning until when they hit the field at 11. So in some cases, he might have that memorized. So he's already walking through those plays, his calls, his checks, his cadence, where he likes to go with the football against certain looks before he even happens in practice.
Right, and he certainly looked sharp today, and this is a team that's going to try to use some of their new weapons to create mismatches. That's what they're trying to do. And that's what hopefully they will be able to do this year with Duke Johnson, Taylor Gabriel, Andrew Hawkins. Another strong day for Taylor Gabriel. Andrew Hawkins as well, I thought, had a very good day. Had a couple touchdowns down there in the red zone. So that certainly was good to see.
Yeah, I think we're going to have Johnny here. So I think it is time to get a break. We'll come back and have Johnny.
All right, when we return, we will have Johnny Manziel speaking to the media for the first time in 2015. That's coming up when Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, returns right after this.